Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast. You can find this podcast on Apple, iHeart, Samsung Podcast, Amazon Music, and on Spotify. Please download, subscribe, comment, like, and tell someone else about it. Someone who needs to be encouraged, someone that needs to be uplifted, someone that needs to be covered in prayer. Don't keep it to yourself. Tell someone else about it. And as always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, I just want to say thank you. Father God, I want to say thank you for this day. Thank you for this hour. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Your grace and mercy that has kept us from last week until this week, Lord God. We don't take it for granted and we don't take it lightly, Father God. But we know that there's someone who did not make it to see today. But we thank you, Father God, that we woke up on this side, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you allowed us to hear our alarm clock. We thank you that you allowed us to hear the birds chirping. We thank you, Father God, for all of the animals, Father God, and the noises that they make, and we were able to hear them. We thank you, Father God, that we were able to hear the airplane noises and the train noises, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We don't take it for granted, Father God, that we have hearing, Father God. We don't take it for granted, Father God, that we have eyesight, Father God. We don't take it for granted, Father God, that we have the ability, Father God, to move, that you give us the activities of our limbs, oh God. We don't take it for granted, Father God. So I just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for your goodness, oh God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, to look down upon someone, Father God, who is backsliding, Father God. Instead of them going forward, Father God, they're going in reverse, Lord God. And maybe they don't even realize that they're going backwards, Father God. Father God, allow them to see themselves, Father God. Allow them to realize what's happening before it's too late, Father God. Allow them, Father God, to realize what's happening and to get back on the wagon, Father God. Help them, Father God, to get back in communion with you, Father God. Help them to get back connected with you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus for every born-again believer, Father God. I pray that we stay connected to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I pray, Father God, that you will order our steps, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, for each and every person who does not know you and a pardon of their sin, oh God. I pray, Father God, that you will have mercy upon them, Lord God. I pray, Father God, that you will show yourself to someone, Father God, who does not believe in you, Father God. Show yourself to someone, Father God, who does not believe that you exist, who does not believe that you answer prayers, Father God. Lord God, somebody believe that you are a myth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Somebody thinks that you are an urban legend, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. But allow them to know that you are the real and living God. Allow them to know that you're the only God that can bring them out of darkness and into the marvelous light, Father God. Allow them to know that you're the only God that has sent his Son down 42 generations to die a criminal's death on the cross, Father God, to shed his blood for the remission of our sin, Father God. Allow them to know it's because of that blood that was shed on the cross at Calvary over 2,000 years ago. We can be forgiven. We can't come directly to you, Lord God. We don't need an earthly high priest, Father God. We don't have to go to anyone, Father God, and ask them, Lord God, to forgive us of our sin. We don't have to slay the lamb anymore. We don't have to go and put blood on the altar, Father God. But Lord God, we can come to you because of what Jesus did, Father God. So allow each and every person to understand, Lord God, the impact that Jesus has made on each and every last one of us, oh God. Allow us to understand, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Without the shedding of his blood, there is no remission of sin. Father God, I pray, Father God, for each and every person, Father God, whose name is not written in the Lamb's book of life. Lord God, I pray, Father God, for each and every person who's still alive, that still had the opportunity to repent of their sin and to accept you as their Lord and Savior. Lord God, I pray, Father God, that you will allow them to repent, my God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I come and ask you, Father God, to look down upon everything that's happening upon this land. There's so much hurt. There's so much pain, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. There are some things that only you can do, Father God. There's some hurt that only you can take away, Father God. Someone needs healing in their body, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, someone needs deliverance, Father God. In the name of Jesus, some grandparent, Father God, some mother, some father, some auntie, some uncle, some godparent, Father God, is praying for their loved one's deliverance, Father God. Deliverance from drugs. Deliverance from alcohol, Father God. Deliverance from uncleanness, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, someone is asking you to heal their bodies, oh God. Someone is going through cancer, Father God, and the radiation is very hard on their body. Their chemotherapy is extremely hard on their body. Even the immunotherapy, Father God, is not easy on their body, Father God. Someone, Father God, has to have surgery on tomorrow. But Father God, we know that you are the great physician. We know, Father God, that you don't need a stethoscope, oh God. We know, Father God, you don't need a blood pressure cuff, oh God. Father God, we know that you don't need an anesthesiologist, oh God. Father God, we know that you don't need any tools, Father God. Father God, we know, Lord God, that you can do surgery on whoever needs it, Father God. That they can be made whole, Father God. That the kind of surgery that you can do on them, Father God, can not only heal their physical bodies, but it can heal their spiritual souls, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray that you will do surgery on each and every person on today. Do surgery on our physical bodies, my God, those who need it, Father God, that need you to take away the pain, Father God, to take away the diseases, to take away the sicknesses, Father God, but do a spiritual surgery as well, Father God. On each and every heart, Father God. Those hearts, Father God, that are dirty, Father God. Those hearts that are filled with corruption, Father God. Lord God, those hearts that are filled with darkness and evil, oh God. Do a spiritual surgery on their hearts, Father God. Take out all of the dirt. Take out all of the griminess, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, make us over again, Father God. Give us a spiritual revival, Father God. Revive us, Father God, from the inside to the outside. Revive this land, oh God. Revive this earth, oh God. Go into every corner of this earth, oh God, and revive it, Father God, by your spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. The enemy thinks he's won, Father God, because so much is happening, Father God. But we know that we have the victory, Lord God. We know that we are more than conquerors in you, oh God. We know many are the afflictions of the righteous, but our God, our Abba Father, shall deliver us from them all, oh God. So, Lord God, I pray, Father God, for your healing power. I pray for your delivering power. I pray for your saving power, Lord God, to come upon this land, oh God. Lord God, I pray, Father God, for each and every soul, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for every unborn child, Father God, every woman who's pregnant, Father God. I pray for that embryo. I pray for that fetus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that the woman will take care of herself, oh God, that she will not use drugs or drink alcohol, Father God, that she won't smoke cigarettes, Father God, that she won't do anything that could potentially hurt the baby, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray that you will cover every woman in the blood, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Cover those unborn children in the blood, Father God. Keep them from autism, my God. Keep them from Down syndrome, my God. Keep them from ADHD and ADD, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Keep them from cerebral palsy, Father God. Keep them from multiple sclerosis, oh God. Keep them from spina bifida, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray for healing and deliverance upon every baby, Father God. Look down upon every baby that's in the NICU, Father God. Look down upon the babies that have tubes in their noses, tubes in their throats, Father God, tubes in their arms, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, tubes in their chest, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Look down upon every child that's at St. Jude, every child that's at Shriners Hospital, every child that's at AI DuPont, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray, Father God, for the children in my church. I pray for the grandchildren, Father God, of the members of my church, Father God. You know them name by name, my God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for every bishop. I pray for every pastor. I pray for my pastor, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for every elder, every evangelist, every minister. I pray for every deacon, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for every layman, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Allow us to be the light of Christ, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to preach your word in season and out of season, Father God. Father God, allow us not to be concerned whether someone may get offended, Father God. If we're preaching the word of God, we'd rather for them to be offended and get their lives together and get their lives right with you than for us not to tell them the truth, Lord God, and they die and go to a burning hell, Father God, and we're going to be held accountable for that. So, Father God, help us to preach your word, Father God, in season and out of season. Help us to preach your word, Father God, in context, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I just come to you, Father God. I come and ask you to make a way for each and every person. Look down upon these young people, Father God. Grab a hold of their minds. Grab a hold of their hearts. Grab a hold of their soul and their spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus, Father God. Transform these young people, Father God. Look down upon this generation X, Father God. This generation Z, Father God. This millennials, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray for this new generation, Father God, who don't want to know anything about Jesus Christ, who doesn't want anything to do with structured religion, Father God. I pray for them, my God. I pray that they have one encounter with you, Father God. I pray all they need is one encounter with the King. One encounter with the King of Kings. One encounter with the Lord of Lords. One encounter with the Lion of Judah. One encounter, Lord God, with the lily of the valley. One encounter with the rose of Sharon. One encounter with the Alpha and Omega. Allow them to have that one encounter, my God, that will change their lives around, Father God. Draw them out of sin. Draw them out of darkness and into the marvelous light, Father God. Lord God, I just pray for souls all around this world. I pray for each and every person, Father God, that's on this land. It's over 8 billion people on this land. And I pray for each and every last one of them, Father God, that they will feel the effects of this prayer, that they will feel the effects of you moving in their lives, oh God, that you making ways for them out of no ways, that you opening doors for them, Father God, that you doing what they can't do for themselves, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they feel your healing power going through their bodies, Father God. They feel your Spirit transforming their hearts, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I just thank you, Father God, for allowing me to be a vessel to be used, Father God. Help me to continue to be a vessel of honor, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to enlarge my territory, my God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I honor you. Lord, I glorify you, Father God. Despite of what I'm going through, despite of what I'm facing, I still give you thanks. I still give you honor. I still give you praise, Lord God, because you are do it all, Father God, and you are worthy of it all, Lord God. And I seal this prayer with a praise. I fill this prayer with a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. In Jesus Christ of Nazareth's name, I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. May this prayer resonate with you. May this prayer impact you deeply and greatly. May this prayer transform you from the inside to the outside. May this prayer begin to renew your mind. May you start getting into the Word of God for yourself, that your mind can be renewed, so that your speech can be renewed, so that you can realize that your words have power, so you can start speaking life over your situation, speaking life over your circumstances, knowing that you are more than a conqueror, knowing that you have the victory, knowing that you don't have to stay the same, know that there is hope in Jesus Christ, there is deliverance in Jesus Christ, there is healing in Jesus Christ, whatever you need, it is in Jesus Christ. All you have to do is turn to him. All you have to do is ask him. All you have to do is believe by faith. Believe it by faith in accordance to God's will for your life. And it shall be done unto you. God bless you and God bless you.